at SFM Radio and at Stephen Grootes on Twitter.
Well, there's a new website. It's called Read Along. The idea is that it's going to help children to learn to read independently. You know how difficult it can be to teach a child to read if you can't read yourself. Imagine being a parent in that situation. Nafisa Akabor is a technology journalist. Nafisa, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
How does this website work?
So it has been an Android app released in 2020, but this is the first time they've made it available on a web browser. And as you mentioned, it's a free tool to help kids learn how to read independently. And the aim is also for teachers to use it in schools. So the assistant, Dia, she will listen to kids read aloud, and she'll help them when they get stuck. So her feedback to them would be both correctional and very encouraging, obviously, which helps them develop their skills. Google says there's over 100 levels of stories which are all illustrated. So they really try to make it interactive, and the kids need to be signed into a Google account, though, and they can earn stars and unlock badges. So they sort of gamified it to sort of motivate the kids.
And what's the reading assistant, Dear? Is it an animal?
No, it's a girl. the app started out in India, so the Dear is sort of like an Indian name, so she's the assistant. It sounds just like Google's assistant, like you typically use. There's different types of books, like math and science, family, friends, animals. And they say with the launch of the website, they're also going to be adding more stories. But very importantly, Google says that the voice data remains private and they do not get sent to any of their servers. So if anyone's worried about that.
Mm. So, I mean, Dia, the character can listen to the child reading, but can't record it and send it back to anyone.
That's correct. It's sort of like an end-to-end encryption thing where it doesn't get sent.
And does it start with the basics? I mean, does it start with the letters, you know, A, B, C, D?
They have them in levels, like level one. So I think, no, it's not alphabets as far as I know. It's stories that you choose to go into. But you can choose level one as a beginner.
It's part of a much bigger change we're seeing in education. I mean, we've seen a huge change in virtual education. But this is helping really young kids and a lot of really young children. The difficulty can be reading for meaning. You know, that's what you need to do in the foundation phase. If you don't do that, you really are going to struggle later. You may even battle to finish school. All of this is done for free, right?
Yes, it is free on readalong.google.com. But they're very sneaky. It's available on Chrome, Firefox, and Edge, but not on Safari. So if you are using maybe an iPad, you can use one of the supported browsers, but they do say support is coming soon. But yes, completely free.
I'm slightly surprised that it's not available on an Apple product. I don't know why that would be.
Well, you just need to download Chrome. You're still using their product.
Thanks very much indeed. Nafisa Akabor is a technology journalist. Do appreciate the time. It's amazing how quickly this world is moving. And of course, it helps children to actually read, able to do that in all sorts of different languages as well. So I imagine it's going to make life a lot easier, especially if as a parent, you're not actually able to read yourself.